Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer bypassed an impeachment trial against DHS Secretary Mayorkas, effectively shielding Democrat senators from that pivotal vote. Constitutional law experts are now examining the implications of the precedent set by the Senate Democrats on Wednesday when they killed the impeachment trial for Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, effectively dismissing it. With us now to discuss what Senate Democrats did to Tea Party is Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, thank you so much for joining us here tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So, Jenny, the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas were serious. They warrant, I think, serious consideration and a full and fair trial by the full Senate. But Chuck Schumer clearly didn't agree. Why do you think he moved to dismiss? And does he really think that Mayorkas is doing that great of a job?
I think that he moved to dismiss because he could, and he could get away with it, and he could sweep everything that's going on under the border, at the border, under the rug. And that's precisely what he did. And in doing so, he has completely obliterated impeachment. There's no reason for a United States Senate to ever have a trial again, because the precedent has now been set that if the House passes articles of impeachment, the Senate can completely ignore them.
Man.
And frankly, that's what they do when it is with a Democrat. They are doing this with Mayorkas. The trial with Bill Clinton years ago was extraordinarily short. And they don't take it seriously when it's happening to a Democrat.
So does the Senate have any constitutional authority to rule that articles approved by the House do not state impeachable offenses without even having a trial? I mean, is there anything that we can point to in the Constitution that says Schumer just should not do this?
Well, I think that we just have to understand that no matter what it says, that the Senate is going to do what they do. We're dealing in a situation right now, and I know we need – I can go back and discuss your point, but we're dealing in a situation right now where we truly have a double standard when it comes to justice in this country. And what is happening to President Trump with the endless trials, the endless accusations, the endless threats and indictments against him versus what we see when it comes to Democrats is shocking. And it is something that I don't think any of us have really ever experienced in our life before. So I think that it's completely wrong. The Constitution does not say anything at all about shielding senators from taking tough votes, but what we saw happen this past week truly does shield them from having to listen to the evidence or to even really take a tough vote. When impeachment entered into the Constitution, the intention was for there to be a trial with the entire Senate, not to brush it under the rug and not to send it even to a smaller committee, but for the people who are elected, the senators, to actually do their job and do what they are supposed to do and have a fair trial. But we're not seeing that.
You know, I earlier today, obviously on a completely different issue, it was related to Trump's hush money trial. The left just wants power. And so, you know, you try to understand these tactics in terms of either constituents or some sort of policy principle, and you just can't do that. It's really about making sure that the person that they want to be in power to rule over you maintains that power. So when I'm thinking about the politics of impeachment, you know, that was certainly one, you know, that the Senate Democrats were hoping to avoid. But it just seems to me that the bigger issue was They wanted to avoid having a vote on immigration. They didn't want to have to publicly support Joe Biden's failed immigration policies. I mean, do you think that has, you know, do you think that type of politics is playing a role here?
Yes, I think that it was. Mayorkas has lied to Congress. It's mind-boggling. But what is happening at the border, he said that he has operational control of the border. He doesn't have control of the border. They are not following the law. They are ignoring the law. Every single person basically who enters the country right now through an entry point is being allowed to stay in the country. That's not how our law is supposed to work. And then the people who are getting away, the known gotaways, and even the unknown, because we know there are people who we don't even know about who are still getting away. Those are people who don't want the United States government to know they're here, because if you went through an entry point, you could get through pretty easily right now. So they're either coming from a country where they don't want America to know that they have come from that country, or they're carrying drugs or other illicit material, or they're doing something extraordinarily bad when it comes to human trafficking, because even some of the human trafficking that is happening can go straight through the entry points at this point. The United States Senate doesn't want to expose that. They don't want to have to deal with that, certainly not in an election year.
You know, we are a democracy. And actually, let me take that back. We are a republic, right? Which is a representative democracy. We don't believe in mob rule, majority rule, if it's going to trample over the rights of the minority. But just like you said, we have a very unfortunate precedent here. We have a situation where the majority the majority in the Senate thinks that they can just dismiss impeachment charges of any kind going forward. Can you elaborate a little bit more about, yes, how dangerous this is and what it could mean for the future?
Well, I think that what it means at this point, the Senate is a body that works based on tradition. So when a precedent has been set, they lean on that precedent for how they will act in the future. And now that the precedent has been set that they can ignore the duty that they have to have a trial for impeachment and just set it aside and not actually go through with that, that is what is going to happen in the future. Now, as long as it's someone who they don't want to see removed from office, if it is somebody who they want to see removed from office or they think it is politically expedient to have that trial, you better believe they're still going to have the trial.
Yep.
But if they don't want to do that, then they won't. So let's say that Trump were to get reelected in the future and the House is controlled by Democrats and they go forward with an impeachment. I imagine that they would, and who knows what it would be an impeachment for. I just figure that if that is the scenario, we probably can expect another impeachment of Trump, which would be a disaster. But what I can imagine from the Democrats in the House. Well, if the Democrats controlled the Senate, I'm sure would continue to have it. A trial in that case.
That's right.
If Republicans control the Senate, based on what has happened in the past, I still think they would have a trial because they're trying to be fair. But I think that we've got a double standard when it comes to justice in this country, and the Democrats do exactly what they want to do to have power, and the Republicans keep trying to play by the rules.
Yes. So listeners, if there's anything I think you can take away from this conversation, it's that elections have consequences. You have one party, which is exactly what you said, just wants power, and the other one that believes in the rule of law. And the one of the best rules that we need to follow, of course, is our U.S. Constitution. Jenny Beth, thank you 100%. So much. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. If folks want to connect with you, where can they find you online?
They can find me at teapartypatriots.org and Jenny Beth M on social media. And the most important thing we can do between now and November is secure elections and win elections.
Well said. Jenny Beth, thank you again for taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.